I'm all good.
You've been holding out on me. You have a thing and a quarter of lime pepper in your kitchen. We need to take some back to the house.
It's Kylie's.
What's lime pepper?
That's all Kylie's?
Yeah.
Should I use it?
What's lime pepper?
It's delicious. It's seasoning.
My question.
It's lime pepper.
Okay. All right.
So
it's kind of like lemon pepper, but better.
Okay. So we got... Amanda got me hooked on this lime pepper that I bought in London. And the last time I went, we bought them out. And now they don't make them anymore.
Oh.
And I'm out. Kylie bought two. So, yes, both of those are hers.
Kylie, yeah. Don't be selfish.
Does she listen?
Sometimes.
Okay, so in February, she's going to get the message.
Sorry, just kidding.
What are we talking about today?
Alaska, Arizona. Are we doing Arizona?
Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas.
Yeah, that's as far as I can go to.
Yeah, same. Okay.
That's why we had to write all the states down in alphabetical order, which I had to pull from a Wikipedia article.
You don't want to have to sing the song every time?
No, and I can't go past the fourth one, so.
Would have been hard anyway.
Yeah.
I don't know the song, actually.
Neither do I. That's why I can only go to the fourth one.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Okay, yeah. Same. So,
we're in Arizona today. No, we're in Texas, but we're talking about Arizona.
Where my brother used to live.
That's right. I forgot about that.
Where I spent probably my favorite Thanksgiving ever at the Grand Canyon.
I've also heard that story. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I only have like 6 stories. I'm sure you've heard all of them.
No, I've been to Arizona. It's beautiful.
It is pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And very dry.
Yes, indeed. So, today, there were a couple of stories, and if my episode, like, much like we did with the first episode, if my, my episode's too short, and we may go into, like, a short story, which is quite sad and creepy, but,
Oh, good. Can't wait.
Yeah. But, so, the most prevalent, urban legend I found in Arizona were that of the skinwalkers. Have you ever heard of skinwalkers?
Yes, because I listen to King Falls.
Yes, because I watch Supernatural.
And Lore.
And right. Lore. And King Falls.
Okay.
But that doesn't mean I've done any research on it myself. I only know the portrayal on other fiction entities.
Right. So I was talking to a girl at work about, I had been doing this research and I was kind of telling her about it, and she goes, "Do you watch the show Supernatural?" And I was like, "Well, I don't, but my cousin sure does, and she'll be very excited."
Let me just dial in Aaron.
Yeah.
Making conference call.
Phone a friend.
Look, after 15 seasons, I'm going to see it all the way through, okay?
Yeah, I mean, fair enough. At this point. That's how I feel about Grey's Anatomy.
There's only 10 episodes left ever in the show.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's not how I feel about anything. Okay.
Susie Sunshine.
I was trying to think of something to say to make me sound less grumpy, but I couldn't come up with it.
You're welcome.
You're like, I'm just going to stick with it. Stick with the grump.
Okay. Skinwalkers. Okay.
So in Navajo culture, a skinwalker is a man who after doing some immensely evil deeds has gained powers which allow them to transform into an animal or person.
Okay.
That's the actual definition of a skinwalker, but there's more to it than that. They are considered also witches that are not fully human. They are known primarily to the Navajo, Hopi, and Ute tribes. They are able to take on a number of animal forms, such as, they can take on any animal form, but it's primarily the animals of that region, because they like to blend in. So, coyotes, wolves, deer, bears, foxes, and birds. They then wear the skin. Well, I found two different things. One of them that said they wear the skin of the animal they have transformed into, hence the name skinwalkers.
Mm-hmm.
But then something else I read, it said that they put the skin on first, and that allowed them to transform. So I don't know which came first, but that...
Okay, so hang on. You might or might not know the answer to this, but you said men who do evil deeds have the ability to become skinwalkers, and then also that they're part witch. So were they already part witch, or do they become part witch once they've committed their evil deeds?
Great question.
I will answer that question. My notes, I wish they were in a little bit different order, but actually I can just, I'll just skip ahead and then go back.
Oh, you don't have to if you're going to get to it. I was just curious.
She scripted a question in for you later, but we haven't gotten there yet.
Y'all are going to have to start giving me notes ahead of time. Wait till my cue.
It's like when you're in a play and you're like, here's your script. Please review before we begin.
You may ask questions from this time to this time.
I'll pause and then I'll begin again.
So, no, actually, that's good. I don't like that. I thought I had this sorted out the way I wanted it, but that's a good question. So skinwalkers are said to be medicine men from, you know, the Navajo, primarily the Navajo tribe, that choose the dark side.
Okay.
So when you become a medicine man, you have to learn the dark arts as well to be able to combat like it.
Jedi.
And then they make a choice, right?
Light and then they make a choice. So from what I read, if you make a choice to go to the bad, toward the bad side, you then become a witch.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right.
If they choose the, okay. So in order to become a skinwalker, you have to really have an urge to go to the dark side. And it said that the last thing that you have to do in order to become a skinwalker is to kill a close relative.
Oh.
Mm. Yeah. Because that then there's no going back. You only have evil in you.
You're not about to
complete. Neither of you get any ideas, please. Yeah,
you're not going to complete that while we're sitting
here. Surprise!
I've invited you here today because...
We are recording.
So at some point, someone will hear this.
No. Because you won't have time to post it.
That's so accurate. So creepy.
Alexa, post this episode.
So I'm watching... I was literally watching the news. I told a girl that... The same girl I was working with yesterday, we were talking. And I told her about that part. I was like, that's horrible. And then we were watching the news, and this is horrible. Like, this is awful. But some guy had, like, killed his twin sister.
Ooh.
And yeah, and my stupid self literally was like, well, he must be a skinwalker. And the girl turned around.
She's like, no, Amanda.
I'm sure your coworkers really appreciate having me part of your research.
You know what, though? The thing is, I bet that's not the weirdest thing you said on the floor that day.
No, not. I was just like, it was on my mind because we were going to be recording today. I'm like, oh, what can I talk about?
Oh, mercy.
So yes, there's no going back after that. They are pure evil, as you would be. And they then become a skinwalker, and you can choose to transform into any animal of your choosing.
After you're a skinwalker.
So it's kind of like, I mean, like, we've done a lot in the past about witches having familiars, so I wonder if it all kind of, like, ties into the same deal, because I never really thought about a skinwalker and a witch, like, that type of thing being the same, but it lines up.
They can also, if they lock eyes with a human, they can, like, they will absorb into you and then take control over your actions.
Oh, great.
Right. Isn't that creepy? I'm like looking you both in the eyes. Am I skinwalker?
So by posting this, we're encouraging even less eye contact than people already do, because people are terrible at eye contact now.
It's true.
No one wants to be imperious.
Oh my God.
When they aren't shape-shifting into an animal or trying to absorb into other humans, people have said that they are said to be a vile-looking man-like creature that stands about 4 to 5 feet tall and is covered in long, shaggy hair.
Get a haircut.
Right. Well, I think if they're a skinwalker, maybe they don't care.
That's true.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
What are you doing?
To take a picture from my challenge.
Oh.
They
of my foot.
It was a nice-looking foot.
You have nice socks on. You do. Okay. Focus, ladies.
I'm trying.
Focus. No, I'm kidding. You don't have to. But maybe
yes, we do.
We need to.
They are pure evil in nature. They are capable of many things, including making people ill, killing livestock, committing murder, controlling people's minds, and robbing graves, which I thought was right. Like, if you can do all of those things, why not rob a grave?
I can see why this was a good motivation for Supernatural, because all that stuff happens in a general episode.
They use their powers for evil and basically embody the opposite of the Navajo morals and values.
Mm-hmm.
I find the Southwest, I'm so excited to see what else comes out of the Southwest in this research, because it's
the other states
fascinating. Then. Like, it really is. Okay, this
sounds
crazy,
really
rich
culture in that. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I agree.
Do you guys believe that they could be true?
I believe that there's a lot of stuff in the world that doesn't have a good rational explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Whether I believe that there's a skinwalker, and I don't totally understand the difference in a skinwalker and a shapeshifter.
Mm.
I don't know that I believe that, but I believe in a lot of stuff other people don't believe in, so why not that too?
Fair enough.
Fair.
This is a widespread issue in Arizona and other parts of the Southwest. In 1987, a woman was found murdered in Arizona. The accused killer's defense was that only a skinwalker could have been responsible for the brutal act.
Sure.
The man was later acquitted and cleared of all charges against him, and the murder is still unsolved.
Wow.
Yeah. Is that not wild?
Wow.
I was like, oh my goodness. Modern day psychiatrists are still concerned about the existence of skinwalkers. Not necessarily the existence. Like, it's irrelevant if they exist or not.
The ability, or the act of trying to become one, you mean?
Well, not even. Like, whether or not they exist. Because the damage done to the psyches of those people that believe in them is the problem in and of itself. So she said that approximately 50% of her patients report that issues may be related to a skinwalker.
Okay, wow. So there are just some places, and Texas is not one, or maybe Texas is too large that the culture's just too different.
Yeah.
There are some places that, like, the supernatural is such a part of the culture that, like in Texas, which is too much of a good old boy system, but, like, you would not get off on a murder because a skinwalker was maybe there. And it's the same thing in, like, New Orleans, like, all the voodoo and the ghosts and the witches and all that. And I know we're a long way from Louisiana on this, but, like, that's just fascinating to me that even in 2020, like, so much of that can still influence culture.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. It is fascinating. So I guess I should have led with this, but in the Navajo language, and y'all might remember this from the lore episode, because I'm pretty sure he used it, but the skinwalkers are called Yi Nagoshi, which translates to he who walks on all fours with it.
I've heard that before.
With it.
I'm not sure I heard that episode.
So it's speculation that with it means with the skin in which they wear. Like, he who walks on all fours with it.
Oh, I was thinking with it, like, being, like, the devil.
I mean, that could also be true, too. Hmm. I don't think there's a right answer to that.
It's probably not.
Probably not.
Not a lot right about this here.
So you're not even supposed to talk about skinwalkers, so I'm thankful
that I'm broadcasting this.
I'm glad that I don't live in Arizona and won't be there in the foreseeable future. Because it's said that if you talk about them, you'll risk drawing attention to yourself and coming encounter with one of these evil creatures.
Well, that's creepy, as we put this on the airwaves.
Yeah. Great.
So maybe anyone who lives in Arizona, you can listen, but don't tell your friends about this episode.
I don't think we have any listeners in Arizona. I think we're fine.
We
might. I wasn't very good for publicity.
Don't listen to Amanda. Tell all your friends.
So, there are many accounts of interactions or sightings of skinwalkers that I found while doing my research. And
sightings of skinwalkers?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So, again, I'm
like
really
the coffee
angry.
Shop.
Next, no.
Neiman's.
No. I'm going to start. Everyone is required to post to print out or screenshot the creepiest picture prior to their recordings.
That's a lot of ink. Maybe we could just show it on our phone.
Yeah, that's what I screenshot. I did say print the first time.
So, she can post it. We have to send it to her so she can post it.
Yeah.
Why are you sticking your tongue out? Okay, Fiona.
That came out of nowhere.
So, no, they look so creepy.
Oh, skinwalkers do.
So creepy, yes.
But wait, when you see a picture, does it not just look like an animal? I thought they were wearing animal skin.
So, they...
Wait, let me guess. Do they... Their eyes reflect light weirdly in pictures? Because that's what happened on the Supernatural episode.
No.
That's how you knew it wasn't really Dean. It was the skinwalker dressed as Dean because his eyes flashed on the camera.
Oh. So kind of like the Kalupalik. No, not the Kalupalik. Which one was I just talking about last episode?
Kalupalik.
Yeah, but no, she wasn't the one that...
Otterman.
The Kushtika, yeah, that can...
I was never going to come up with Kushtika.
I am actually really glad you guys asked that question.
Which one?
You're welcome.
I already forgot what we're talking about.
About what, like, how can you tell?
Oh, right.
Because... That didn't save into my... I'm like, where is it? I don't know.
You remember
it
looking at it?
It should be here. I typed it. I know I did.
You deleted it?
I guess I did, or it just didn't save into that draft when that makes me upset. But that's okay, because I remember it.
You remember it.
Don't worry, guys. Don't worry.
It's good you read your notes before you came here today.
I never do. I do. I typically do, so now I'm mad at myself. But,
No, I meant it's good that you knew the material.
Yeah,
so
yes, I did. I absolutely did.
Oh, you do that thing I do where you say everything in the same tone of voice and no one knows if you're being sarcastic or not. Yeah.
Yes.
It's a strategy.
Y'all both do that. Yeah. I don't know. Okay, so if a skinwalker transitions into a human, their eyes are more animal-like. And vice versa, if they turn into an animal, their eyes are more human-like. And when reflected by light, they turn bright red.
Oh, okay.
So that is how you know.
So when you take a picture of someone and they've got really red
eyes.
Knew
it.
It's not just red eye all this time. Ooh. They're skinwalkers.
Dun, dun, dun.
I've known a lot of skinwalkers in my life, if that's the case.
I'm a skinwalker.
Particularly in the 90s when there was a lot of red eye in film.
There's an app you can put on your phone where it's like, you remember when we all had the Fun Savers and there's like a streak of light that goes sideways and it's got the date at the bottom?
Yes.
It's called like, I think it's called like Fujifilm or something. I don't know. My friend Lydian always does it. So every picture we take, it like looks like it was coming from the like early.
Love that. That's hilarious.
That's funny.
Okay, so now that we know that difference, and I'm so glad that you asked, let me get into some stories.
Yes,
about skinwalkers.
I want to hear about the sightings at North Park, too.
Oh my gosh.
I don't think,
North Park in Arizona?
It's not in Arizona, so you're kind of SOL.
That's unfortunate.
Yeah, right?
Aaron's like, I'm never going there.
Never going.
So, this man was at a campfire, and he asked, he was with a couple of Navajo men, and he asked if skinwalkers were real. And he said that the men got really uncomfortable, like, because you don't talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they said, okay, just to curb your curiosity, since you already brought it up, we'll tell you about it now, but then never
bring it up again.
Never bring it up again. So
a true story.
This is a true story. Okay. This is an account from a man that I found. I mean, it's on the internet, but like,
yeah.
As far as I know.
Because you said if you talk about it, it will attract them.
Yes.
Exactly. So because he had already said it.
Campfire in the middle of nowhere.
Great. Okay. So because he had already said it, he'd already kind of done the damage.
They're just let's talk about it. We'll tell you. And then
never again.
Right. So, one of the men, when he was young, he was out playing with his friends. And you know, like you've been on a reservation or have you driven through a reservation? There's lots of open space in the desert, you know, it's just, so you're out playing and they're surrounded by cliffs, in this particular area. And they look up and they see this woman who people had rumors around town that there was something about her that she was just kind of, there was a weird energy about her. So they look up. And this cliff, they said, was at least 100 foot tall. And so, like, they can see her pretty well. That's not terribly high. But she's standing up there. When she sees them, she steps out onto the... Tammy's shaking her head like, nope. She
this steps is already going bad.
Out over the cliff and just kind of, like, floats down. Uh-huh. Like,
nope.
Just doesn't fall. Like, just floats down. And, of course... That's the end of the story because he said, like, they ran the other direction. They didn't see her land. They never looked back. But, yeah, I was like, oh, my God, that is creepy.
That is creepy.
So this is one that just kind of stayed in a human form.
Twitching over here.
This is how I felt during her Alabama episode.
That's not cool.
Yeah, just like, I hope that you guys are envisioning this woman just like
floating
down. For my listeners, I know you are because you're like, oh my God.
Oh, your listeners.
No, not my listeners.
Tammy's actually sitting in the corner rocking right now.
I'm not doing that, but I'm guaranteeing that I'm probably going to envision this woman stepping off the cliff for the rest of the day. Thanks.
Tammy's going to have to take a sleeping pill tonight.
Until your next story that could be creepier.
Who knows?
I hope.
Another man said, this one is pretty creepy, actually.
Great.
All of these are creepy because I don't want to ever see a skinwalker.
Same.
Another man said that one day, while he was working outside of his house, he noticed a strange-looking creature at near his shed that was off in the distance.
Mm-hmm.
Couldn't really make out what it was. Aaron just got the chills. Couldn't really make out what it was, but his sister was in the shed and she came out around the corner, hadn't seen the creature yet, and the man started yelling, like, you know, I don't know what he was yelling, but basically, like, trying to warn her.
Yeah.
And he said, when he started yelling, the creature stood up on two legs and, like, blended in, like, kind of, like, camouflaged into...
I don't like that at all.
Into the shed wall, like, he didn't, like, morph into the wall, but just, like, his coloring.
Yes,
like a chameleon.
Exactly. And the girl, again, ran the other direction, like, tried to run as fast as she could, and the brother said that when she started running off... that he could then see the normal colors of the creature again and ran faster than he's ever seen any creature run ever on two legs. No. Like, it couldn't have been a coyote or a wolf. It was on two legs.
I don't like that at all.
This is what I don't like. I don't like things that move too fast.
I don't like this at all.
No.
Things that move too fast.
Correct.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah, many times in this research, I read that these creatures can run over 200 miles at night.
What?
A night. Bleah. So they move quick, yeah. I don't like things that move
like, if
fast.
I'm sitting here, you shouldn't be able to go from there to there without me, like, in a blink. Like, that's things right. that move unnaturally fast are really creepy.
Vampires?
Ugh, nope.
Mm-mm. Snakes?
Bye.
No, snakes don't really bother me.
Snakes
like... move at, like, their own clip. They're fine.
Snakes are the devil because they run but have no legs.
I don't disagree with that statement. They run but have no legs.
None of this is accurate, but go ahead.
Okay.
Okay, queen literal over there.
So, this one was, okay, so that was...
I'm still envisioning this thing, like, going from four legs to two legs, camouflaging, blending. And then just tearing off.
Yes, it's so creepy.
Like, okay, here's the problem. Kevin's gone every third night, yep. And I have a lot of land, and now I'm not going to be able to go outside even to let the dogs out after dark.
At least you have a couple of days before he's on shift again.
Right.
It's almost always in the Southwest. Like, I never saw an account of anything outside of the Southwest.
Technically, Texas is the Southwest. Technically.
But we're on the eastern part.
I get that we're not, like, that same Southwestern culture, but we're not Southeast.
Well, and you'll be happy to know that typically, the next story is a caveat to this.
Okay.
But they only mess with...
Oh, I'm sorry. No, it's all right. Your ponytail almost hit escape, and I was afraid we were going to lose the recording, but we're okay.
I hate when my ponytail acts on its own. This is a fun episode, okay?
No, typically they only mess with, like, native people. Like,
oh, well, that's rude.
Well, you don't get much more European descendant than me, so I'm probably fine.
Exactly.
Mercy.
So this... Okay, so...
According to... 23andMe. I was like, Ancestry.com? Nope, that's not what I did.
In case you would like to find Aaron's DNA.
If you suspect you might be a relative of mine, you can find me on 23andMe.
Are you my cousin?
Oh my god, there's so much similarity.
Okay,
all right. I'm going to have to talk to my mother about this.
Ladies.
Oh my god.
So, okay, this is a different account. This is not, we're not at the campfire with that man asking about them anymore.
We've moved on from the campfire.
We've moved on from the campfire. And I read this article of a girl who was a kid. I want to say she was like 14. I think she was 14. And at 1978, her family had moved from Arizona to Wyoming. And they had to come back for something. And they were driving through the desert along the Highway 183 toward Kayenta, which is just a city in Arizona.
Okay.
When Frances seemed to notice... Her name was Frances. Who is Frances? She seemed to notice, like, headlights following the family's truck. This, have you ever driven through the Arizona desert?
Yes, it's extremely dark. It's Arizona is very, very dark.
Dark and cold at night.
Yes.
From my experience.
Yes, yeah. Correct.
Yes. So you can see nothing. Like, you only see the headlights in front. Of course, unless someone's behind you, you can see their headlights. But off to the sides, like, nothing.
We would absolutely not let Tammy drive at night there.
No. Oh, God.
Ew.
If you struggle here in Dallas, where the whole city is lit up at night from all the light pollution.
Right. No. No thanks. So it's very dark. You can't see anything. So that's creepy in itself. So this part of the desert was very hilly, you know. And so she would see the headlights kind of disappear when it would go downhill and reappear. When all of a sudden they didn't reappear.
No.
And there's nothing. There's not, like, this is pure desert. They're in between towns. Like, there's nothing. So she's like, well, that's kind of weird.
So she's with her family.
She's with her family.
And they're like, is she the only one that sees this? Or they're not talking about it?
No. She mentions it. Oh, okay. And they're like,
Turn around, Frances.
It must just be, you know.
Frances, read your book.
Right. It must just be, like, another family. Like, you'd want to be closer to a car. Like, you know, just in case something happens. No big deal.
No big deal.
But then the headlights go away. Like, they go downhill and then they just don't come back up. And her brother, and it seems to be, like, it's about to start storming. And her brother's actually in the cab of the, like, not the cab, I'm sorry, the like back of the truck.
Oh, okay.
And comes through the...
Like, the bed of the truck?
Yeah, the bed of the truck. This is in 1978.
Okay. All right. That's fair. Weird, but okay.
Right.
We've never ridden in the bed of a truck before.
Have you met me?
Fair.
Sorry.
Does that sound like something I would do?
And so the brother just happens to crawl through the window, right?
So he's, of a moving truck.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Have you never done that? Yeah, that's...
Huh. Aaron's like, sorry, I don't
own
trucks.
What sort of savage childhood did you two have?
A great one.
And we were just rolling around the station wagon. Terry is not pleased with me right now.
According to Francis, all of a sudden, this hairy-looking creature...
What?
Yes.
Wait. Hold Sorry, on. The brother came through the back window and then...
So,
was he just, like, cold and wanted to sit in the car?
No, they thought it was going to start storming.
So right. You said that. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, but okay, the brother wasn't the... The creature. Okay.
So brother's in the
Brother's in the cabin now. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
So, all of a sudden, this hairy man creature is running alongside their car.
Like, that fast, right? I don't like it.
Yeah. They said, like, at least 60 miles an hour, like, is running, taps on the window, and then darts out in front of their car.
No, he does not.
Yes, he did. Apparently, according to Francis, this happened.
I'd like to call her.
I would, too, honestly. I wanted to interview her myself. I hope she's okay. She's fine.
Okay.
This is years later, and she's able to tell the story.
I don't like this.
But she said he was in jeans and, like, a flannel button-down shirt.
Well, it's cold in the desert, Amanda.
But for an evil medicine man, like, yeah. So, this gets worse, I promise. It does. So, after, like, they're terrified.
So, they slam the brakes on?
Yes. And then he darts away. So, they're fine, right?
So, he's a drunk wolf man. Right. Or whatever. Right.
So, they keep driving, obviously terrified, but not staying there. Like, all right, let's go.
Good move.
So, when they reach their destination, they're staying in a house in Kayenta, right? And they... they're sitting in the bedroom that their brother, her brother, was staying in.
Mm-hmm.
So they're just sitting there talking like siblings do. The window's open. Why is the window open at night? I don't know.
No.
But the fence was... Not after that. Exactly.
The whole family should be sleeping in one room with bars over the window.
No joke. Yes. So they notice outside, I guess, like, it had to be a chain link fence because they could see through the fence.
Yeah.
That these... four men were, like, trying to climb over the fence, but they couldn't quite get their leg over it. Like, none of them? Yeah. And they looked really creepy.
Oh, Lord. Like, really creepy
and hairy. And they just couldn't. They, thank God. Like, and then they ran. Like, they went and found their parents. No big deal. And then they were gone. The men, they couldn't make it over.
Oh, sure.
So she's, she's telling her friend this, who is Navajo. She's like, because she knew that, like, she had heard about skinwalkers and never, like, thought they were real.
But she was not Navajo, right?
She was not.
Okay, right. So she's this just is the caveat. Experiencing this thing. Okay.
She and her friend's like, wow, that's really weird. Like, that doesn't usually happen to non-natives.
To non-natives. Like, it's, like, super cash if you are, but, like, so weird that it happened to you.
Right. That's fair. That's a fair point. She blessed the house, she blessed the truck, and they never had any other experiences again, though she did say in the article that her, like, she never returned to that part of Arizona.
That's probably why they never had it. They probably went back up to Wyoming where it was safe.
Well, they did, but I guess for the rest of that trip, at least, they had no other issues.
Oh my God.
I was like, no, thank you.
I don't think I like that.
It's time to go home.
Yes. Like, vacation's canceled. Everybody get back in. Brother, get in the truck. Stop sitting in the bed.
Aaron is really bothered by that part of the story.
I think that's my least favorite part. Like, don't even worry about the hairy running man. I'm concerned why the son is in the bed of the truck.
Right. I guess it's good he climbed into the cab before the hairy running man
appeared.
Thank
God for the storm.
Right.
Right.
So, that is said to be the most common encounters that, you'll just be driving along the desert, and this man will tap on your window.
No, I don't like that.
And then dart out in front of your car. So I literally wrote in my notes, no thanks, I'm glad I'm not driving through Arizona anytime soon.
Yeah.
Okay, so
ever again.
Here's what this new project has done. It has eliminated places we can take family trips. So now we can't
wait
go.
Wait until we do Texas. We can't live anywhere.
Well, we're going to have to move overseas. That's the only thing left.
Like, until we
Canada,
run out of
here
states.
We come.
Until we run out of states, and then we have to start doing the rest of the world.
Well,
and
we've got a couple of years.
We can't live anywhere.
This is extremely stressful. I feel like my blood pressure's up.
Yeah. Moral of the story, if you're ever driving through the middle of the desert and you hear tapping on your window, keep driving. Do not stop your car.
Right.
Because there are accounts of people opening the door and they're never to be seen again.
No. No one does that.
Yeah, someone does.
I get in my car and immediately lock it when I'm leaving the grocery store.
So there is actually, and this is... It's interesting because there's a place called Skinwalker Ranch.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I'm on my way.
But there are, like, some articles say it's in Utah, and some articles say it's in Arizona, so it's very confusing. But it's called, And, you know, skinwalkers are all over the Southwest, but it's predominantly...
There's more than one of them?
Is it a safe haven for skinwalkers?
Like... No, it's called that. It's actually called Sherman Ranch, but due to the amount of sightings and skinwalking, yes.
Thank you for the actual name, because I might have accidentally gone there.
Right, exactly.
Great point.
Oh, but there is good news.
God, you were scared of some ghost children? This is way more terrifying. No,
I don't think so, honestly. The ghost children were scary. there is a way to kill a skinwalker.
Oh, great.
But I don't think anyone would ever be able to, because you have to call them by their human name. Oh, right. And how do you know? Like, some man's just running along.
Shouting
out names. Oh, hey, Henry.
Yeah. Like, good day, George. You've got to trick it out of him. Good day, George.
Just start saying random names until you've chosen the right one.
I don't know that there's a lot of Navajo natives named like Henry and George.
Yeah, I was only just thinking that, too. Yeah. I'm like,
Very true.
I mean, I don't know, not being one myself, but...
So you're welcome.
Get a list of baby names before you go out anywhere on your own.
There's Arizona for you.
Thanks for listening to Salt Over Your Shoulder, a Redwater production.
We appreciate your support. Your download allowed our crazy idea to gain steam and make it into your podcast directories.
We couldn't do this without you. If you'd like to continue your support, you can engage with us on social media, on Twitter and Instagram at SaltThePod, or follow us on Facebook at Salt Over Your Shoulder. You can also email us at saltoveryourshoulder@gmail.com.
Special thanks to the one and only Andrew York for our awesome graphic.
If you'd like to continue your support, please consider giving us a 5-star review on your favorite podcast directory. This helps other people find us as well.
You can also become one of our patrons at patreon.com/saltthepod.
See you next time.